6 minutes past 7. Lisa Pereira is here with It Says in the Papers.
How many more Kyrens is the question on the front of the Irish Sun. It refers to Minister Norma Foley's order to Tusla to review all closed cases to ensure there are no more children who've gone missing, like Kyren Dernan and the young boy in Donabate. Several papers carry front page articles on the search for that boy, who was last seen alive when he was about 3. The Irish Daily Mail reports that Gardaí are planning to travel abroad to interview the child's father. The man left Ireland several years ago and has been engaging with Gardaí, but they believe he can shed more light on what happened to his son. The Irish Independent reports that the cadaver dog brought into the site in North Dublin, where Gardaí are searching for the boy's body, has not detected anything. The Irish Daily Mirror turns to the presidency, and specifically the bid for that office by Conor McGregor. Talking out of his orus is the headline there, beside a picture of the MMA fighter captioned "Knockout Blow." The paper followed up on McGregor's claim that he had secured the backing of councils, TDs and senators. The Mirror asked all 31 councils if they'd issued a nomination for McGregor, and none of them said they had. The Independent also covers the presidential race. The Independent also covers the presidential race with the detail that Jim Gavin will be able to hold on to his state job with the aviation regulator, whether he's successful in winning the presidency or not. The Aviation Authority confirmed to the paper that Mr. Gavin's job would be kept open for 7 years if he wins, or until the end of his campaign if he doesn't. The Mercosur trade deal is on the front of the Irish Farmers Journal, the Irish Examiner and the Irish Times. The Examiner says farmers have branded the free trade deal with South American countries to be a betrayal, while the Irish Times says Ireland is seeking alliances with other EU countries to block it. The Farmers' Journal reports that, despite anger over the deal, which farmers fear would result in competition from cheaper and poorer quality beef, prices for weanlings surged at autumn mart sales. The Irish News covers a court case in County Tyrone where a man arrested on suspicion of drink or drug driving told officers he identified as a dog. The court heard Damien McClave of Tramline Way in Auchnacloy barked, growled, sniffed footwear and crawled on all fours after his arrest. A search of his vehicle recovered 70 illegally held shotgun cartridges. When questioned about the matter, the defendant replied, "No comment." At Dungannon Magistrates Court, Judge Francis Rafferty remarked, "One wouldn't expect a dog to be able to comment." He asked the defence barrister, "What does the defendant currently identify as?" "An idiot, obviously, but is there anything to add to that?" He went on to fine McClave £650 and disqualify him from driving for 19 months, but said he wouldn't punish him for his buffoonery.